This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. On Wednesday, the Institute for the Works of Religion, known familiarly, if inaccurately, as the Vatican Bank, released a press statement on the progress of its program toward greater transparency and compliance. The press release dealt primarily with the technical details of the steps taken toward those ends and about future reforms. Stefan von Kempis of Vatican Radio's German section spoke with IOR President Ernst von Freiberg about the IOR's progress.
Mr. von Freiberg, what's new in the transparency and compliance program of the IOR?
In May 2013, we told the world that we would become completely compliant and transparent. At that time, many people said that is impossible. This was a myth. It is very possible to reform an institution like the IOR. And to give to the Holy Father the possibility to choose between several options for the future of IOR. On the compliance side, we've used the past year to create the system and to analyze our customers for possible irregularities. When I speak about the system, then I mean a system which extends beyond the IOR and which goes from IOR to the Vatican authorities, and from the Vatican authorities to international collaboration with other authorities involved in the great anti-money laundering effort. Our part of the system is to have procedures and handbooks which allow us to identify suspicious transactions, to have the proper IT systems in place, and to train our people to work these systems. The next part of the system is then for us to deliver our findings to the competent authorities, and we have vastly improved this process and the contents of our reports. And from there on, it goes to the international collaboration, which yesterday was demonstrated in an excellent way on the Scarano case.
On the Scarano case, authorities, Italian authorities, work on the findings the Vatican delivered in June, don't they?
It is not for us to comment on individual cases. We have worked very hard to fulfill our part under the legal obligations we have and to deliver that to our authority. From what I understand from the press conference of the Procuratore di Salerno yesterday, the Italian authorities are very happy about the collaboration with the Vatican authorities. They view the Vatican as having the same goal, and that is to enforce the law.
Could a case like the Scarano case happen again in the IOR, or would there be an alarm sounding immediately?
With the systems we have in place today, we would have alarm bells ringing immediately.
What's the point in your new anti-money laundering handbook? What's the key to understand where suspicious transactions pass?
The key is to request very detailed data and to monitor transactions on two levels immediately and then through a control system.
You're checking all our clients, actually. At what point is that process? Is the bigger part already ahead, already passed?
By the end of 2013, we had screened approximately 10,000 client relationships. 8,000 client relationships remain to do.
If I understand your press statement of today, the riskier parts of your clients have already been checked in the past.
We have obviously organized our work in that way that the theoretically riskier relationships have been screened first.
What's the next steps?
In 2014, we have a lot of work to do on transparency and compliance. While we have made more progress than it was imagined in general, last year when we started, we cannot say everything is finished. The focus, we are waiting for the Holy Father to decide the definition of the future mission of YORM, and following his decision, we will then work to implement that in our operations.